take the hike, buddy. I was like, that's not what I signed up for. Like, that's not a thing. Yeah. I was like, sorry, but
a new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball. to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark on what is now a clear Thursday night and game three of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on our pregame show, leading you up until our amended start time of 8:20 Eastern time tonight. Daytona looking to win their sixth straight game, their seventh straight at home after a thrilling 7-4 win last night. Back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning to start from Jamal O'Gwin and Hayden Jones, a pair of undrafted free agents from last season, delivering the lead, and Daytona would not relinquish it as they came away with their second straight victory. Right-hander Reynaldo Cruz on the mound for Daytona tonight. Cruz 0-3 on the year, has an ERA of 5.85. Edgar Sanchez struck out 11 against Daytona, earned the win over six innings back on May the 4th. He'll make his second start of the season against Daytona. He is 4-2. With a 3.88 ERA. In addition to that, the Tortugas making three roster moves earlier today. Ashton Creel was transferred back to High A Dayton. Infielder Braylon Menier, who had not played the last couple of weeks, has been sent back to the Arizona Complex League. And Luis Chevalier has joined Daytona's roster. He was acquired by the organization from the Mariners a couple of weeks ago, and he has joined the roster as an infielder, not in the lineup, though, here tonight. We'll take a break when we come back here on the radio network. A little bit earlier this season, we had a chance to sit down with one of the heroes from last night's ball game. That is Jamal O'Gwin, to talk about his journey to Daytona Beach. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch Daytona and Jupiter. Coming up next, you're listening on the Daytona Tortugas radio network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest Daytona Tortugas, that is outfielder Jamal O'Gwin. Jamal, welcome down here to Florida and Daytona Beach, obviously on the road right now, but How's it been the last couple days getting situated here in Florida and getting back into the swing of things here at Pro Bowl?
It's been pretty good so far. I'm getting a little bit closer to getting used to it. I'm definitely enjoying it. It's a lot better than being in Arizona, rehabbing, you know, trying to get back out here. But it's definitely a good gig, and I'm glad to be out here.
When you joined the team last week back in Daytona Beach, there's such an incredible reaction from your teammates. So happy to see you down here with the club after a long hiatus back in Arizona. How exciting and how much does that mean to you to see when you arrive here in Daytona Beach to have your teammates so happy to have you here?
Oh, man, it was a great feeling. Obviously, I got to spend the whole spring training with him, so obviously all got really close. But, yeah, it was good to see everybody here again, and, yeah, I was glad to be here, see everybody.
Got off to a great start so far here in Daytona Beach in the Florida State League. You've reached base a ton of times. It could be very easy for a player coming into a new team, new location, to try and be a little over-aggressive. You've been extremely patient at the plate, have gotten on base at an extremely high clip. What's been the key for you to keep that patient approach at the plate and not, you know, get ahead of yourself?
Definitely for me, I try and keep the same approach, you know, regardless of situation, regardless, you know, where I'm at. For me, my biggest thing is just getting a pitch I want to hit. I mean, even the best pitchers in the world can only throw that same pitch twice very so often. So, you know, I just try and wait it out, get a good pitch to hit, and hopefully, you know, barrel it up, get on base.
You know, you've had an interesting path to the Reds organization in Daytona Beach. Of course, last year, finishing your career at USC, and with the shortened draft, unfortunately, didn't have your name called during the draft process, but quickly latched onto the Reds organization shortly afterward. What was that like during the draft process and when the Reds finally contacted you, signing that contract and realizing, you know, you're going to live your dream and be a pro ball player?
It was a pretty humbling and odd experience. Last year, about mid-April, I had torn my UCL. So obviously throughout that time, with the way I was playing, I was expecting to be, you know, obviously a really high draft pick, top 100 guy, blah, blah, blah. And then boom. So then it was kind of like I went from on top of the world to like rock bottom. Once they called, you know, it definitely brought me back to life. It was definitely one of the best days of my life, and couldn't thank the Reds enough for the opportunity.
Now, you mentioned after having that issue with the UCL, getting signed by the Reds, didn't play last year in the Arizona Complex League because of the injury. When you finally were able to make your professional debut in Daytona Beach, what was that feeling like for you after all that hard work and all the different you know, problems and issues that you had to deal with last year? You know, finally all that hard work was coming to fruition.
It felt really good. It's actually funny because I honestly, like, there's no jitters, there's no butterflies. The first thing I said, I was like, oh, man, it's kind of weird, like, playing under the lights again. And then I was like, wait. I was like, I mean, that must be a good thing if that's the first thing I got to say on, you know, my debut. But it definitely felt good. I felt like I belonged here. And obviously, like, with the team we have, you know, obviously I have a lot of fun and being around the guys, so it just made it that much easier.
One of the cool things talking about earlier this week with Ruben Ibarra, a fellow California guy, was he was so excited to see you come into town, and he told me that your guys' relationship predates well before the Reds organization, even before college, dating back to your high school days, playing, I think, the area code games and things like that. How cool was that, not only to be back here on the same team as Ruben, but when the Reds signed you, to realize that, you know, you and your old buddy from your high school days were going to link up together, and now you're batting many times so far already back-to-back in the
air. No, it was really cool. Me and Ruben started playing together when we were, like, 15, 16 years old. Started with a little, like, couple travel ball tournaments here and there, a couple baseball events, and then we spent, like, entire fall playing scout ball together. So he's definitely one of the few guys that I've started playing with at that age that I kept in contact with, and then throughout college, boom, here we are. So it was kind of like, it was a really cool experience just to kind of have a friend of so many years, you know, here, and it's just, you know, super cool experience.
And so, an awesome photo. You guys are now living together in Daytona Beach. Justice Thompson moved up Ruben's apartment. What's it like getting a chance to live together with Ruben? And saw an awesome photo you guys before the game in Daytona on Sunday. Both Raiders fans. I think Ruben had the Max Crosby jersey. You had the Bo Jackson jersey on. How awesome is that?
It's really cool. Obviously, both from NorCal. And, I mean, for some people, obviously, if you're from NorCal, you're all about NorCal. Just because there's such a big rivalry between NorCal and SoCal. But yeah, no, it was really cool. That was the first thing he actually said. He was like, bringing jerseys? And I was like, I brought one. He was like, Raiders? I was like, Bo Jackson, come on, man. So he was like, all right, we got to wear them tomorrow. We got to. And I was like, sounds good, let's do it. But yeah, no, it's definitely a cool experience. Just because obviously being from relatively around the same area, we just love the same stuff, you know.
Been wonderful to have Jamal here in Florida in the Florida State League in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait to watch you going forward, and we'll be talking to you the rest of the way, my friend.
Definitely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay! What have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Back here at the Jack. Both managers exchanging lineup cards as we speak. And so while they do that, let's take a look at the lineups they're exchanging. Here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, starting with the Jupiter Hammerheads, put together by their skipper, Angel Espada. Osiris Johnson leads off in center field. Khalil Watson gets the start at second tonight, batting second. Jose Salas is the DH tonight, hitting third. Brady Allen in right field cleans up. Ian Lewis over at third base tonight, batting fifth. Zach Zubia, first baseman in the sixth spot. Christian Rodriguez will be the short. He's batting seventh. Jose Estrada behind the plate again tonight in the eighth spot, with Jorge Caballero hitting ninth in left field. Taking a look at Daytona's starting nine, put together by Cookie Dawkins in his second year with Daytona. Tyler Callahan leads off at second. Jay Allen, the second, will bat second in center. Michelle Triana, third baseman in the three spot. Jack Rogers cleans up in left. Jamal O'Quinn is the DH in the five hole. Stephen Layton bats sixth at short. Yasiel Pino over at first base in the seven hole. Wilfred Astudillo bats eighth behind the plate. And Fidel Castro will bat ninth in right field. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we will get you first pitch. Daytona and Jupiter coming up. Reds and Marlins in Florida State League Baseball. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Baseball time here in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock with you here from the Jack. Reynaldo Cruz warming up on the mound. National anthem has been performed. It's time for baseball here on Pride Night and a thirsty Thursday here at the Jack. And let's take another quick run through of the Hammerhead starting lineup, put together by Angel Espada, Osiris Johnson, Khalil Watson, Jose Salas start off the order. Brady Allen, Ian Lewis, Zach Zubia make up 4, 5, and 6, with Christian Rodriguez, Jose Estrada, and Jorge Caballero rounding out the order. Reynaldo Cruz getting the start for Daytona this evening. 20-year-old out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 6 feet tall, 196 pounds. Cruz making his 12th appearance, 6th start of the year. 0-3, a 5.85 ERA. 25 hits and 32 and a third innings. 20 walks and 32 strikeouts. Pitched out of the bullpen last week in Lakeland. It took a no decision. That was game two of that doubleheader. Gave up 3 runs, 2 earned on 2 hits in 2 innings. Walked 2, struck out 1. Did hit a batter and induce a double play. in that contest. Lights on here at the stadium will ultimately start, I'd say, about an hour and 15 minutes later than we had originally hoped for as a result of all the weather issues we have had. There was a lot of lightning in the area, not so much in terms of precip here at the Jack, but lightning was a big part of why we were so delayed. Cruz and Johnson ready. First pitch of the ball game outside at 94. And we are underway at 8:21 Eastern time. Officially a 1 hour and 16 minute delay. Unless my math stinks. Which is always very possible. The 1-0 to Johnson. And he tries to hold up on the breaking ball. Could not. And it's even at 1-1. Johnson coming into the night, hitting at 230. An extra base hits, three homers, 18 batted in. And a late swing fooled on the fastball at 95. And Cruz quickly ahead, 1-2. Johnson righty, batter with a slightly open stance. The 1-2 pitch, and Johnson swinging 3 days late on a fastball away at 95. He did not see the fastball well at all out of Cruz's hand in that at-bat. And Reynardo strikes him out on four pitches to get us started. Base is empty, one out. Now it is the second baseman, Khalil Watson. Started at short the first two games of this series. Lefty hitter. And he's out in front of the off-speed at 87, expecting the heat. It's 0-1. Watson hitting at 234. 52 games played, 18 extra base hits, 7 homers. 32 batted in. As that breaking ball is low, it is 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Cruz tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it is Jack Rogers, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro. As that misses in, it is 2-1. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Stephen Layton, Tyler Callahan, and Yasiel Pino. With Wilfred Astudillo doing the catching behind the plate as this one tapped up the first base line. Foul ball, it is 2-2. Umpiring crew tonight, Connor McKenna calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. And Christian Argueza is on the bases. The righty's 2-2, and Watson takes low. Breaking ball pops out of the mitt of Astudillo, and it's a full count. Cruz pitched against Jupiter, ironically the same day that Edgar Sanchez made his start against the Tortugas back on May the 4th. As it's a line drive caught before it hit off the dirt. And Pino able to make the catch before it bounced. Two down here in the first inning. Was a low line drive, and Pino able to backhand it before it bounced off the brown shaded dirt. In the first inning, the DH Jose Salas doubled and homered last night, and he takes a strike away at 85. It is 0-1. Salas hitting at 272, 57 games played. 19 extra base hits, four homers, 22 batted in, and he takes a strike. Outer half, it is 0-2. Cruz looking for a 1-2-3 first inning. The righty's 0-2 pitch, and that one high. It's a ball and two strikes. Right now here in Daytona, much cooler than it was earlier in the day. After the rain, the 1-2, and Salas chases in the dirt for strike three. Tag applied by Astudillo, and Reynardo Cruz, a precision first inning. 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads with a pair of strikeouts. To boot, we are through a half an inning. It is Jupiter nothing and Daytona coming up here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Edgar Sanchez on the mound for Jupiter here tonight. Another quick look at Daytona's lineup. Callahan, Allen, and Triana the top of the order. Rock 4, 5, and 6 with Pino, Astudillo, and Castro rounding out 7, 8, and 9. Edgar Sanchez getting the start for Jupiter tonight. 6'1", 190 pounds. Will turn 22 in August out of Santo Domingo in the DR. First pitch of the game to Tyler Callahan, a swing and a miss. At a fastball away, and the count is 0-1. Callahan, another multi-hit game last night, including a leadoff home run on the first pitch of the first, as this one off the hands to second. Watson to his left, and a three-quarter arm slot throw to first is in time for the first out. One away, and now the center fielder, Jay Allen. Allen hitting at 233 in 56 games. 15 extra base hits, two homers, 17 batted in. Jay 0-for-3 last night, walked, scored a run, and also stole a pair of bases up to 27 on the year. Righty against righty in the first pitch, breaking ball. Spins across for a strike on the inner corner. It is 0-1. Edge of the numbers for Sanchez after this 0-1 pitch. And Allen takes the sweeper outside. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Argueza. And it's 1-1. Sanchez making his 11th appearance and 10th start. 4-2, a 3.88 ERA, the 1-1. And Allen checks his swing again, and it hit the bat, says the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. And Allen can't believe it. It didn't look like it hit off the bat. Allen asking for at least an appeal, but the home plate umpire is saying he heard the ball hit the bat before it ended up in the glove of the catcher, Estrada. And Gookie Dawkins out for an argument with the home plate umpire. Hard to tell without replay, but on my initial glance, I didn't see it really come close to hitting the bat. It's closer to hitting maybe the billowy part of the torso on that white jersey. Well, they count 1-2 on Jay, a potential bad break for the young center fielder. Now the 1-2 pitch. And Allen strikes out on the breaking ball. Irony is immediately ejected by Connor McKenna. The third time Allen's been ejected this season. And McKenna and Allen continuing to argue, and Dawkins gets in front of him, tells him to go away, and he's going to pick up the argument. Allen staying there, and Dawkins pushing him away with the right hand. Allen still continuing to chirp now with Christian Argueza. And he's let some swears fly as Jeffrey Sierra out of the dugout. Wilford Astudillo came all the way down from the auxiliary bench up the third base line to usher Jay back into the dugout. But Allen has been ejected. Two batters into the first inning. The first time Daytona has had an ejection. As Triana, a hard ground ball right back off the pitcher, Sanchez able to ricochet it and catch it off the ricochet and run to first, underhand flip to Zubia covering. And that brings an end to a very strange bottom half of the first. 1-2-3 goes Daytona. Through one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We celebrate love for all at the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. go to the top of the second inning. No score. Defensive changes for Daytona since Allen has been ejected. Fidel Castro moves from right field to center field. Jack Rogers moves from left field to right field. And Luis Chevalier, who was added to Daytona's roster earlier in the day from the Complex League, has come into the game in left and will slot into the two spot in the Tortugas lineup. Now it's Brady Allen to lead off, and the first pitch, breaking ball, did he go? You bet, says Christian Arguez, the base umpire. And the count 0-1. Allen coming into the night, hitting at 241 in 56 games, 18 extra base hits, 6 homers, leads the team with 36 batted in. And Cruz finds the inner half, another slider. It is 0-2. Daytona for Pride Night wearing specialty uniforms. You'll be able to bid on them and potentially purchase them online after this game as this grounded back up the middle and past the diving glove of Callahan to his right, a base hit. Tyler upset at himself, thought he should have reeled that one in. Not an easy play by any stretch for Cali. But Brady Allen aboard. First base runner of the ball game, first hit for either side. And Jupiter with the leadoff man on here to start the second. Now it's Ian Lewis, 19-year-old, getting the start at third tonight. Started at second the first two games of this series. Switch hitter, batting lefty, hitting at 277. This is 33rd game. Cruz from the stretch for the first time, and that misses away. It is 1-0. Lewis, 8 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 16 ribbies. But the jersey is Daytona. The 1-0, and this is a ground ball to first, fielded by Pino. Steps on the bag, throw to second. Now they've got the runner in a rundown, and the tag applied by Layton as Allen tried cutting and juking to the right to get around him. He probably would have been out of the baseline even if Layton did not apply the tag. But a 3-6 double play immediately erases the leadoff single. Bases empty and two out. Nicely played by not only Pino, but Stephen Layton at short as well. Two away for Zach Zubia, righty swinging first baseman, and he takes low and away for ball one. Zubia at 208 in 53 games, 32 for 154. 11 extra base knocks, 4 homers, 16 RBI. And there's a knee-high strike. It is 1-1. White jerseys, paradise green sleeves. Is that one low, 2-1. Got the pride flag rainbow right across the shoulders from one far end of the sleeve to the other. 2-1 is on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Tortugas arched across the chest in that same rainbow pattern. White pants for Cruz all the way down to his ankles. The green and white Nike cleats. The 2-1. And Zubia lifts this one into left field, and that one's dunked in front of Chevalier for a base hit. Zach Zubia's first base hit in this series. And the Hammerheads with a two-out single to bring up the shortstop, Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez, number 30 prospect in the Marlins system, according to Baseball America, making his first appearance in this series. Rodriguez, lefty batter, hitting at a .197 in 52 games. 36 for 183. First pitch from Cruz, skips off the plate. Blocked by Astudillo, it is 1-0. Rodriguez, 7 extra base hits with a homer and 13 RBI. That home run came here at this ballpark back in early May. Shades of pink in the sky here on this Thursday night. And the 1-0 is fouled off the hands to our left. It is 1-1. A little bit of orange hues still reflecting off the Daytona Beach skyline. Right now in Daytona, 80 degrees. Real feel at 84 according to AccuWeather. 6 mile per hour winds to the southwest as that misses up and away. And Rodriguez ahead 2-1. American flag out in straightaway center field, blowing out ever so slightly and mostly from left to right tonight. Usually happens that way when storms start brewing in. The 1-1. And Rodriguez, a soft ground ball up the middle, fielded by Callahan to his right, cut right in front of Layton. Both players were there. But Callahan makes the backhanded pick, runs to the bag, and beats Zubia for the force to end the inning. No runs, two hits, one left because of the double play. At the end of one and a half, it is scoreless here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Daytona and Jupiter remain scoreless here on this Thursday night. Dustin Rock with you here. Rogers, O'Gwynn, and Layton. The three due up in the inning for Daytona. Against the righty, Edgar Sanchez, who retired the side on seven pitches in the first. Rogers from the left-hand side. And the first pitch, a wave and a miss. Fastball away at 94. And Sanchez quickly ahead 0-1. Jack hitting at 325. This is 25th game in Daytona Beach. 12 extra base hits, two homers, 14 batted in. And the 0-1 line foul towards the back of the third base bleachers. It is 0-2. Rogers last night 2-for-4 with a run score. Has reached base in 19 of his last 20 games. Coming into tonight, the 0-2. And that one, Anthony's got him looking. Throws him on a breaking ball down. And Sanchez has his second strikeout tonight. For the first out in the second. Now the designated hitter, Jamal O'Gwynn, the hero last night, our pregame guest today. Hit the first pitch he saw into the palm trees to the left of dead center field, was measured by TrackMan at 441 feet. And Daytona never looked back en route to a 7-4 win. As O'Gwynn takes a breaking ball strike, it's 0-1. Jamal hitting at 262 in 45 games. 14 extra base hits, two homers, 21 batted in. The 0-1. And O'Gwynn takes another fastball strike away at 95. It's 0-2. Just in case we never got the 4-4-2, a 388 ERA. The 0-2 pitch, and O'Gwynn checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. As the ball squirts away from Estrada, it's a ball and two strikes. Sanchez, 44 hits allowed in 51 innings, 20 walks, 53 strikeouts. A 227 opponent batting average. No decision in his last start against Dunedin last week as O'Gwynn again checks his swing. And this time they say he went around, says the base umpire Christian Argueza. So back-to-back strikeouts for Sanchez. O'Gwynn was befuddled at the call. Three Ks for Edgar tonight. And now it's the shortstop, Stephen Layton. Layton hitting at 248 in 27 games. 11 extra base knocks, three homers, 16 batted in. And he takes low for ball one. Layton's had a strong start to this series. Had two hits, drove in two runs last night. At three hits, drove in three runs on Tuesday night. 1-0. And that across at the letters. And it's even at 1-1. Sanchez, last start, five innings of one-run ball. Walked one, struck out three last Thursday at home against Dunedin as Layton out on his front foot trying to hit the breaking pitch. 77 on that offering from Sanchez. It is 1-2. Fastball, curveball, changeup according to the Hawkeye technology. Based on his pitches in that last start. And now he steps off. Twilight sky here in Daytona as time called again. And a pitch clock violation this time is called on Sanchez. And he was looking around to try and see where the clock was. He was surprised by that call. So 2-2 now. And the pitch to Layton hit off the hands to third. Charging in on it, Lewis on the move throws towards the baseline. But picked up on the forehand by Zubia to bring it in to another 1-2-3. Bottom half of the inning. Sanchez retired. Score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Estrada leads off for the Hammerheads in the top of the third in a scoreless game. And the first pitch from Cruz skips off the plate. And the count 1-0. Estrada, Caballero, and Johnson. 8-9-1 due up for Jupiter in the inning. The 1-0. And Estrada fouls it out of play to the right. It is 1-1. Estrada entering the day for Jupiter, playing in his ninth game, 6-for-33. That's a 182 average with an RBI. The 1-1. And Jose takes low. It's 2-1. Estrada, 2-for-4 last night, was a late add to the lineup. Cameron Barstad was scratched. And not in the. And Estrada late on the fastball. 94 that time from Cruz. It's 2-2. Into the dimensions here at the Jack. 317 down the left field line. 400 to center. 325 to the pole in right. As this one off the handle into the screen. It stays even at two balls and two strikes. The break even. And Cruz bounces that one before the plate. Off speed at 86. It's a full count. Estrada started the season with Jupiter, then got sent to the Complex League before returning a couple of days ago, as that is outside ball four. So Estrada aboard with a leadoff walk. First free pass given up by Cruz tonight. And the second straight inning in which Jupiter has had the leadoff man reach. Now it's Jorge Caballero. Caballero a couple hits last night, hitting at 264. 40 games. Seven extra base hits, three homers, 11 batted in. And Caballero takes inside for ball one. Lights on here at the stadium as we near the 9 o'clock hour, the 1-0. And Caballero looks at a strike on the outer half. It's 1-1. Caballero out of Venezuela. has swung a real nice bat for Jupiter here in the month of June. As this one off the hands to the right, and the Hammerheads dug out. It is one ball and two strikes. Caballero, look at the last 13 games for him, hitting .311 for the Hammerheads. The double, a homer, and three RBIs. The 1-2, and Caballero off the end of the bat and out beyond the Tortugas clubhouse, or rather the visiting clubhouse. And it remains at a ball and two strikes. Ruse from the stretch. And now the slider bounced to Dio to his left, and staying put at first is Estrada, as the count is even at 2-2. Caballero last year split time between the Complex League and Jupiter. Only played five games with Jupiter last season. As Cruz runs the fastball high, it's a full count. Cruz only signed by the Reds last January, his second season in the Reds organization. The payoff pitch, low ball four, trying another slider. So back-to-back walks begin the inning for Cruz on the hill. And now the top of the order in Osiris Johnson. Astudillo out to the mound to have a conversation with the righty. Very brief before he heads back to his spot behind home plate. Busy night in the sports world. NBA draft going on. I want to say they're holding it in Philadelphia this year. Used to be for a long time they held it at the same exact place in the city. But over the last number of years, like the NFL, it's sort of bounced around from place to place. And Major League Baseball, who will have their draft coming up next month. Actually, probably less than a month now until that All-Star game and the draft festivities at the site of the All-Star game in Los Angeles, as Johnson takes a first pitch fastball low at 93. It's 1-0. Cruz blew Johnson away with a couple of fastballs in the first. Struck him out on four pitches. Estrada at second. Caballero at first with nobody out. And the 1-0 is swung on and hit high in the air left field. Back goes Chevalier. Now drifting to his left. He'll make the catch away from his body. Fires in towards third base. Good throw, but short. And both runners will tag and advance 90 feet. Chevalier, predominantly an infielder, has that throw to third allowed Caballero to tag on the tail end and take an extra base to second. And now the Hammerheads with two runners in scoring position and only one out for Khalil Watson. Watson lined out to first in his first at-bat, 0-1 tonight. Former NC State commit. And Cruz buries the first pitch changeup. It is 1-0. Watson, a very aggressive hitter. Daytona has not thrown him very many fastballs, if any, throughout the course of this now three-game series. Infield in halfway for Daytona with one out and a man in scoring position. Has that one a check swing? Did he go? No, he did not, says Christian Argueza behind the mound. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Righty ready, the 2-0. And Watson gets one off the hands. Third base side, Triana a look. Well, this one will land at the very tail end of the third base bleachers once again. And it's now 2-1. Watson, base hits in eight of his last 10 games. Getting back to June the 9th, hitting .333 in his last 10. .211. And this foul tip on the fastball into the glove of Astudillo. And it's even at 2-2. Asked the home plate umpire whether or not that was a strike. And now digs back into the box. Bright orange cleats as he wags his black bat behind his matte black helmet. The 2-2 outside. Off-speed pitch from Cruz, and the count runs full. Third full count for Cruz in this third inning. And his fourth in three frames tonight. Got Watson to line out. Here's the 3-2 in the third. And this one pulled on the ground wide of first. It'll stay foul, and it remains a full count. Watson, not very imposing if you look at his height and weight on the roster, listed at just 5'9", 178. There are some scouts in last year's draft class that thought he had the most upside of anyone in the draft. The payoff pitch, that one in the dirt, kicks off of Astudillo to the right. Scoring from third is Estrada on a wild pitch. The ball goes into the Hammerheads' first base dugout. And Jupiter has a 1-0 lead. So Watson walks. The wild pitch allows Estrada to score and Caballero to take third. And the Hammerheads have the early lead as now Todd Naskadov coming out of the third base dugout after Cruz has issued his third walk of the inning. One of the interesting things you read about Cruz does not have a very laborious motion. It's not like he's got a whole lot of different levers and limbs moving in all different kinds of ways. You read some of the reports on him, particularly you look at some of the things Fangraphs wrote about Cruz. Ranked him as the number 37 prospect in the Reds organization entering this season, noting that he was walk prone last year, particularly after he came stateside, after starting the season in the Dominican Summer League. But they note his athleticism and his delivery point towards progression in terms of calming those walks down. Still very young, still very raw. It's just a matter of getting all those pieces to come together. Runners at the corners as Jose Salas swings and misses. Ball gets away from Astudillo to his left. And Caballero will score standing up as Watson takes second. Dancing about a quarter of the way off the bag. And Astudillo just staring at him before time is called. It'll be a wild pitch on Cruz that allows Caballero to cross the plate. And Watson to take second as Jupiter takes a 2-0 advantage. Worth noting, Jupiter had an early 2-0 edge on Tuesday night before Daytona scored 9 of the game's final 12 runs. Righties 1-0 to Salas. Missing outside, it's 2-0. Salas struck out his first time. 0-1 tonight as Daytona's bullpen will spring to life down the left field line. Looks to be Brett Lockwood who will get up and start throwing. 2-0. And Salas rips one left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit into the gap. Cut off nicely with a backhand by Castro. Fires into second. The throw there will not be in time. Scoring all the way from second is Khalil Watson. It's an RBI double for Jose Salas. He extends his hitting streak. His 23rd RBI gives Jupiter a 3-0 third inning lead. So Salas continues his incredible month of June. Now a 14-game hitting streak after that double. Last three hits in the series have all been for extra bases, two doubles and a home run. And Brady Allen looks at a called strike. It is 0-1. Allen singled, was erased on a double play last inning. Sixth man to bat for Jupiter in the third. Righty's 0-1, and Allen a check swing bouncer, first base side. Cruz fields, flips over to first, and Yasiel Pino for the out as Salas scoots over to third base. So another run 90 feet away, but there are two out now for Ian Lewis. Lewis rounded out to first, his first time, 0-1. Lewis, number 10 prospect according to baseball. By MLB.com in the Miami system as he falls down to a knee to try and make contact there. Comes up empty, it's 0-1. So Lewis is wearing number 5 again tonight. And I've come to the realization that either he left the black number 2 jersey back in Jupiter. Is that one up and away? It's 1-1. because he wore number 2 last night when they wore the grays. Wearing number 5 again tonight like he did when they wore the blacks on Tuesday. I guess borrowing Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach's jersey. Listed as number 5 on their roster as Ian takes outside at 87. It's 2-1. This will be the 60th pitch of the night for Cruz and his 32nd here in the third. Now the 2-1. And that one bounces off the plate. It's 3-1. And you wonder if Cruz loses Lewis here with that pitch count in the inning up over 30. Whether or not Gookie Dawkins and Todd Naskadov will be forced to make a decision here. This time called at home plate. Jupiter 3 runs in on just 1 hit in the inning, and that was the RBI double by Jose Salas, who stands at third. It's time called as a ball gets loose from Daytona's left field bullpen. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Jupiter a 3-0 lead. The 3-1. And Lewis, again, a heavy swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher. And Cruz has forced it back full. It's 3-2. Fourth full count for Cruz to 7 batters in the inning. The payoff pitch, and Lewis fouls it off his back leg and will do it again. And that will cause your pitch count to certainly balloon up a little bit higher than you would have liked. And if he gets Lewis here, I'll be curious to see if they send him back out for the fourth. Payoff pitch. Outside ball 4. So the fourth walk allowed by Cruz in the inning. And we'll see what Daytona decides to do. Dawkins looking down the left field line, and he will emerge from the third base dugout. Renardo Cruz got off to such a marvelous start here tonight. Blew away Jupiter in the top of the first inning. Gave up a couple of base hits in the second, but could not find the strike zone consistently enough in the third. And his evening will come to a close after 2 2/3 innings here tonight. Brett Lockwood coming on out of the bullpen. Jupiter with runners at the corners, 2 out. It'll be Zach Zubia against Brett Lockwood when we come back. Jupiter a 3-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
I'm going with him. As soon as he steps on you, he's gone. Brett Lockwood taking over on the mound for Daytona as we continue on here at the top of the third. Runner leads from first, breaks the throw down by Astudillo, not in time. A stolen base for Ian Lewis as the count now 1-0 on Zach Zubia. Jupiter a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third. They now have second and third and two out on the Lewis stolen base. Zubia, the eighth man to bat in the inning, singled his first time in the second. Lockwood's 1-0. This is down and away for ball two. Brett, 6'3", 223 pounds, 25 years old from Temecula, California. Undrafted free agent signee by the Reds out of Kansas State in 2020. Side armor works from the first base side, the 2-0, and Zubia bounces one over the head of his third base coach and manager, Angel Espada. It is 2-1. Numbers for Locke so far this season. This is 12th appearance, 1-0, a 5.49 ERA. 29 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks and 15 strikeouts. 354 opponent average as that fastball drifts outside. And the count now 3-1. Lockwood pitching for the first time since Sunday. Earned the win against Lakeland despite giving up 3 runs as this one hit sharply on the ground to short. Fielded by Layton, throw to first low, but dug out on the backhand by Pino to end the inning. But the Hammerheads score 3 runs on 1 hit and a couple men left on base at the end of 2.5, 3-0 Jupiter on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Edgar Sanchez back to the mound as we move to the bottom of the third. 7-8-9 due up for Daytona. Pino, Astudillo, and Castro. Jupiter a 3-0 lead. Yasiel Pino will lead off. Made his Jackie Robinson Ballpark debut last night. And he takes low for ball one. Pino, 7-for-20 in his first 5 games with Daytona. The 1-0 is low again for ball two. 2 doubles, a homer, 4 RBIs among his first 7 hits. Crowds the plate from the right-hand side as that one misses in. And Pino quickly ahead 3-0. Pino last night had a double and a run scored in Daytona's big 4-run 7th inning. 3-0 inside ball 4. And Pino ends the stretch of 6 in a row, retired by Edgar to start the ball game. And now the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. Hitting .232 in 21 games. 6 doubles, no homers, 10 RBIs. Did not play last night. Was 0-for-4, scored a run in the series opener. Reached on a drop third strike wild pitch. And he takes the pitch up and away from Sanchez. 5 straight out of the zone. From the right-hander to start the bottom of the third. Final line for Daytona's starter, Reynaldo Cruz, goes 2 2/3 innings, 3 runs all earned on 3 hits. 1-0, and Astudillo dribbles it off the end of the bat. Back behind the plate, it's 1-1. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts for Cruz tonight. Was charged with a couple of wild pitches. 62 total tosses and 33 strikes. The 1-1, and Astudillo swings over the top. Nice breaking ball down and in. Curveball from Sanchez. It is 1-2. NBA draft, as we said, is going on tonight. It reminds me of one of my favorite memories in my 3 years now at the helm here for the Tortugas, as Astudillo rips it down the right field line, but will have too much spin on it and lands foul between the chalk line and the Bud bullpen. And it remains 1-2 with one on and nobody out. Well, we were in Port Charlotte in 2019. It was May. It was around the time of the NBA draft lottery. Tortuga's playing against the Stone Crabs as that one on the inside corner for strike 3 called. Look down and in. Astudillo not arguing with the home plate umpire. But Daytona not getting the benefit of the doubt on the strike calls tonight, as that is the 4th strikeout for Sanchez. 2 of them have been looking. 1 on, 1 out for Fidel Castro. Batting from the left-hand side. Open stance, and the righty's first pitch is taken low for ball 1. Castro coming into the night, playing in his 15th game with Daytona. 7 for 35. It's a 200 average. 4 extra base hits. 3 of them home runs at 7 ribbies. The 1-0, and Castro a ground ball to short. Fielded there by Rodriguez. Steps on the second base back and will throw on to first to complete a 6-3 double play and end the inning. So Daytona gets a base runner but are forced to bring the minimum to the plate on the inning ending at twin killing. We are through 3. Still a 3-0 Jupiter lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Brett Lockwood back to the hill, his first full inning of relief as we head to the top of the 4th. And Rodriguez takes a called strike to start the inning for Jupiter. Christian, the only hammerhead that did not come to bat in the 3rd, grounded into a fielder's choice to end the 2nd. And he fouls this one off his front leg before it rolls fair. It's 0-2. Rodriguez, Estrada, Caballero, 7, 8, and 9 due up for the hammerheads in the inning. Here. Starting to tell a story before Daytona made out in quick order in the bottom of the 3rd. It was one of my favorite moments in my tenure with Daytona. Revolved around the NBA draft as this one ripped into left center field. That one will get down and into the gap for a base hit. and gets all the way to the base of the wall. Rodriguez heads to second. He'll make the turn and go for three. Layton's relay throw will not be in time and nearly knocked Triana all the way back into the third base coach's box. Fell down to his knees to make sure that ball stayed in front. It's a leadoff triple for Christian Rodriguez. And Jupiter picks up where they left off in the third inning. They've got a man 90 feet away with nobody out. First triple of the season for Rodriguez, his eighth extra base hit. And now a man at third for the catcher, Jose Estrada, who walked and scored last inning. But we were in Port Charlotte. It was May of 2019, right around the time of the NBA draft lottery. I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. As the pitch to Estrada cut on and missed. 86 in, it's 0-1. I grew up a Knick fan. And it's the top of the ninth inning. Jonathan India, the 2021 NL Rookie of the Year, is at the plate, the 0-1. And that one outside, 1-1. And he proceeds to club a ball in the air to deep right center field that they are flipping the cards over for the draft lottery for the top three picks. The 1-1 and Estrada in the air, right center field. Over to his left is Castro, to his right Rogers. Castro makes the catch over his head. Tagging from third, Rodriguez. He'll score without a throw as the toss comes to second. It's a sacrifice fly for Jose Estrada, his second RBI of the season. And Jupiter takes a 4-0 fourth inning lead. So the leadoff triple proves fruitful as the Hammerheads bring the run in. And now the base is empty again with one out for Jorge Caballero, who walked his first time. Came around to score as well on a wild pitch. And the righty's offering on the inside corner. It's 0-1. So this is the year that Zion Williamson, John Morant were drafted in the NBA. And the Knicks end up as the number three pick. And that card gets flipped over as India, as we said. This one fouled off the hands of the right. It's 0-2. Is pummeling a ball to right center field that lands in one of the bullpens. And I'm trying to control my emotions to meet the moment of the home run while also trying to suppress the depression that was hitting for my NBA fandom as that outside of the backstop 1-2. And sure enough, after the game, get onto the bus. India is sitting in the seat behind me, and one of the big topics of conversation after a Tortugas win was what happened in the lottery. The 1-2. And Caballero reaches and fouls it back. And we'll do it again. Base is empty, one out. Jupiter a 4-0 lead, top of the fourth. And the Knicks had the top odds. And question, well, did the Knicks get, are gonna, the Knicks going to get Zion? No. Well, are they going to get Ja? No. Caballero hits a ground ball to short. Charging in and to his right, Layton. Sidearm throw on the move. Accurate in time for the second out. Two down in the fourth. Back to the top of the order in Osiris Johnson, who has struck out and flied to left. But India all of a sudden goes, oh! Jonathan's dad is from the New York area before they moved down here to Florida. As Johnson fouls it off his front leg, it's 0-1. So Jonathan grew up a Knicks fan, even though he spent most of his childhood here in the Sunshine State. And his dad, since they lived in Florida, came to almost all the games and would be sit up along the first baseline filming each one of Jonathan's at-bats. As this one hit on the ground and short, charging in late, nearly collides with Triana, but stays with it and throws Submarine to first for the out to close out the inning. But apparently India's dad was not filming his at-bat. He was watching the draft lottery, and when Jonathan got to first base, he looked over to his dad and saw him mad and finally figured out the reason why he was mad was because the Knicks were picking third and not number one. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Jupiter a 4-0 lead here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Yep, that works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tyler Callahan leading off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And he takes low for ball one. Hammerheads, a 4-0 advantage here in the third game of this six-game series. And Callahan swings over the top of a breaking ball. And the count is 1-1. Callahan, Chevalier, and Triana. 1, 2, and 3 in the Daytona order due up in the inning. The 1-1. And Callahan takes outside. It's 2-1. Daytona still looking for their first hit tonight. Got their first base runner on a walk. Roddy Sanchez, the 2-1. And there's a knee-high strike. Fastball at 93. It's 2-2. Take a look around the Florida State League here on this Thursday night. 20 after 9 in the East, the 2-2, and Callahan pulls it on the ground foul towards the first base dugout. We'll do it again. One game already final in the league. That is down at Roger Dean. Cardinals a 7-3 winner over the Mets. 2-2. And Callahan strokes this one on the ground. Diving play by Lewis knocks it down in front of him but can't find the handle. And Callahan is safe at first with an infield base hit. Actually, that was Khalil Watson to his left. Watson at second tonight. Lewis at third. Lewis had played second the first two games of this series. So Tyler Callahan extends his hitting streak. And Daytona has a leadoff knock, their first hit of the game. And the second straight inning, they've put the leadoff man on. Now here is the first Tortuga at bat for Luis Chevalier. A strike, snap throw behind the runner at first. And Callahan back standing. Chevalier came on in the top of the second to replace Jay Allen, who was ejected for arguing balls and strikes. Close stance from the left-hand side, the 1-0. And Chevalier takes low. And the count is 1-1. Chevalier, as we mentioned, joined the roster earlier today when Braylon Minier went back to Arizona. And Ashton Creel joined the team with High A Dayton once again as a throwback to first, and Callahan dives in. Chevalier played 5 games in the Complex League, was 2-for-16 with a run scored and a couple of RBIs. The 2-0, and this one foul to the left. And the count 2-1. Chevalier, last year, was in the Mariners system, played in the Complex League as well at 221. With 8 extra base hits, 3 homers, and 21 batted in. Just 20 years of age, the 1-2 pitch off the outside edge. It's 2-2. Chevalier, acquired by the Reds back on May the 31st. Was the player to be named later in the deal that sent pitcher Riley O'Brien to Seattle. The 2-2 runner goes, pitches high, throw down by Estrada, kicks over the glove of the shortstop Rodriguez and into center field. So a stolen base for Tyler Callahan. And Daytona with a man in scoring position and the count 3-2 on Chevalier. Ryan with his 8th stolen base of the season. As Daytona looking to get on the board. Righty at the belt, the payoff pitch. Did he go? Check swing, appeal to the base umpire. No, he did not, says Christian Argueza. And Daytona has the first two men aboard here in the fourth inning. Chevalier earns a walk in his first Tortuga plate appearance. And now it's the third baseman, Michel Triana. Rounded out to the pitcher, his first time up. He is 0-1. Triana on a tear as of late, has a hit in 10 of his last 11 games. Hitting 460, 17 for 37 in that stretch as he swings, drifts one into left center field, in into his right. Johnson, he's not going to get there, bounces in front of him for a hit. Stopping at third, Callahan, everybody moves up 90 feet. And Daytona has loaded the bases with nobody out. And we'll send Jack Rogers to the dish with the tying run. Just a flare off the end of the bat into left center field and perfectly placed in a Bermuda triangle. Left fielder Caballero, center fielder Johnson coming in. And nobody could get there as Rogers attacks the first pitch and sends this one into the left field seats. It is 0-1. Shortstop Rodriguez was out there as well on that flare. But nobody could make the play. The 0-1. And Rogers takes low. And the count evens at 1-1. Rogers, as we mentioned, has reached base in 19 of his last 20 games entering the night, dating back to May the 29th. Hitting 356 with a 974 OPS. Over 80 plate appearances coming. And now time called as Estrada will head out to the mound to have a conversation. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Daytona trailing 4-0. And a 1-1 count on their right fielder, Jack Rogers. Started the game in left, moved to right when Allen was ejected. Now the 1-1, and Rogers takes inside, fastball at 95. And Jack ahead 2-1. Rogers, ninth round pick out of Sam Houston State. As somebody set off a firework off in the distance. That's getting ready for July 4th in a couple of weeks. The 2-1. Low and inside, ball three. And now it's Sanchez in danger of walking in a run. Callahan at third, Chevalier at second, and Triana at first. The 3-1 pitch, and Rogers drives one in the air to right. Long run back for Allen, looking up, and that one is over the fence for a grand slam. It just got out over the help transform live signage and over into the auxiliary parking lot. The second grand slam of the season for Daytona ties the game at 4. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 382 feet. His second home run with the Tortugas, RBIs 15, 16, 17, and 18. And the four-run deficit is no more. We are all even. With that white, it's hard to tell whether that one bounced off the fence or sailed over it. But even Jack Rogers couldn't bottle up his emotions as he saw that ball fly out between first and second base. And now Jamal O'Gwin, who strokes one on the ground in the hole at short. Backhanded by Rodriguez from the outfield turf. Low throw dug out by Zubia. Nice play by Christian Rodriguez. And just like that, two out, rather one out in the fourth, excuse me, for the shortstop, Stephen Layton. Layton grounded a third his first time, and he takes low for ball one. Michelle Triana hit Daytona's first grand slam of the season. Also out to right field. As Layton sends this one off the hands of the padded wall behind the dish. And it's now even at 1-1. You'll want to look at funny trends. We've got a couple from the last two nights. The 1-1. That one breaks on the inside corner. It's 1-2. But there have been two instances this year in which Daytona has hit a grand slam. And both have come against the Hammerheads. As Layton hits one off the end of the bat to short. A little bit easier for Rodriguez this time. Quick transfer and throw gets him for the second out. Now it's Yasiel Pino with the bases empty and two outs. Walked his first time, but Triana hit a third inning grand slam against Jupiter here on May the 7th in a 5-0 Daytona win. And Jack Rogers hitting another grand slam here tonight. As that one in for a called strike one. No one. And Pino fouls it off the catcher 0-2. Then, of course, tonight you have Rogers hitting the grand slam to tie the game here in the fourth inning. But last night, Daytona had their second set of back-to-back home runs this season from Jamal O'Gwin and Hayden Jones as Pino strikes out on the breaking ball away to end the inning. The first two back-to-back home runs for Daytona this season, May the 3rd against Jupiter, in the seventh inning as well from Daniel Antigua and Ruben Ibarra. Daytona scores four runs on three hits. Bases left empty through four, tied at four on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? How? Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the top of the fifth inning, a brand new ball game tied at four in the fifth here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Justin Rock joined alongside John Leonard, our guest here in the top of the fifth inning. Khalil Watson leading off, took low for ball one and grounds this one in the hole at short. To his right, Layton, he'll throw to first in time. And leadoff man retired. John worked with our co-owner Bob Fregol for many years at Procter & Gamble up, and I guess I'm sure across the globe. Where did you work with Bob? I know Bob's been all over the place over the number of years.
Yeah, I was a Cincinnati guy, so 25 years in Cincinnati, but all U.S., all U.S.
Wonderful stuff as Jose Salas digs in. Switch hitter batting from the left-hand side, and he takes a call at strike. It's 0-1. So you spent a lot of time in Cincinnati. Are you a big Reds fan, or have you become a Reds fan because of Bob?
Big Reds fan. Mom and Dad actually are from Cincinnati, so roots way, way back in the Cincinnati days.
This one gets all the way to the backstop. It is 1-1 on Salas. So it's got to be cool for you to not only have, you know, grown up a Reds fan and now you worked in Cincinnati for so many years, and now one of your good buddies is a co-owner for a Reds affiliate and get a chance to see the future here. Is this one dribbled to third? Triana with the quick throw to get the speedy Salas two away, as you're saying, John.
Yeah, it's amazing. Bob owning a baseball team is a pretty amazing thing. So it's been a great trip here. We live in the Hilton Head area, South Carolina now, and Bob and I were texting back and forth, and he said, "Hey, how about a Tortuga game?" And I'm like, "Sounds great." So Peggy's mom and dad, my wife's mom and dad, are down in Delray Beach, and so we're going to visit them.
That sounds like a perfect combination of worlds, a little leisure and fun, and some baseball mixed in there as well as Brady Allen takes outside for ball one. Allen 1-for-2 tonight. Justin Rock joined alongside John Leonard, good friend of our co-owner Bob Fregol, as this one grounded through the hole between first and second for a base hit. Pino was heading towards the bag. Then the ball got grounded to his right. And so Allen picks up a base hit, one on and two out. He had a chance to throw out a ceremonial first pitch here tonight at the Jack. What was that experience like? Did you know that was happening beforehand, or was that shotgun?
No, I knew. In fact, I even actually, believe it or not, threw a couple to Bob beforehand, but not a very impressive throw. Not the best throw I've ever made.
Well, you made it to home plate. It wasn't like you went 50 cent and drilled an umpire or something like that.
Well, I think it was an 0-2 pitch. I tried to put it in the dirt low and away, and that's where it was. So,
hey, got the job done. You executed the pitch beautifully. As Ian Lewis takes down and in. And the count 1-0 on the hammerhead third baseman. Lewis double play and walked. Stole a base last inning. As this one bounced off the plate, it's 1-1. So you've had a chance here to take in some baseball, getting to see some family. What's been your favorite part of the experience so far, and when did you get into town?
Got in actually today. This is the best right here, being at the Jack on a Thursday night in Daytona Beach. What could be better? Anybody in the area should be coming down here every single night.
This one, a line drive caught by a sliding Tyler Callahan to his right to bring an end to the top half of the fifth inning. You want to stick around for another half inning? All right, we'll keep John around for one more half inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Daytona and Jupiter tied at 4. You're on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas and Hammerheads tied at four. First pitch of the inning grounded to first by Astudillo. To his right, Zubia. An underhand flip to the pitcher, Sanchez, covering for the first out of the inning. Justin Rock joined alongside good friend of our co-owner, Bob Fregol. That is John Leonard, his wife, Peggy. A little shy to come on the air, but she's got the headset on. She's got the experience worked in here on this beautiful Thursday night. That'll bring up Fidel Castro. Grounded out to short his first time. I bet you didn't think you'd come and see Fidel Castro play baseball tonight, John.
I did not, and he looks awesome.
He's got an amazing amazing self-awareness about him. He's an unbelievable kid, and we're very lucky to have him as Castro takes a strike. It's 0-1. So come down. How was the trip down here from Hilton Head earlier today?
Not too bad. The only problem is the air conditioner doesn't work. And the car was showing, got up to 102 on the outside temperature. But, again, who's to complain? Again, it's a night at the Jack, so it's worth the drive.
The 0-2 pitch got him swinging. Blew him away with an off-speed pitch. And Sanchez picks up the strikeout for the second out here in the bottom of the fifth. Back to the top of the order, Tyler Callahan. It feels like every time someone's air conditioner breaks, it happens. Somehow Florida's involved. The only time in my life that my air conditioner broke was driving back from my first ever job in baseball from Florida. So driving from Florida to New Jersey at the end of the summer with no AC was brutal, and can't even imagine what it was like today as Callahan takes a strike at 0-1. So you grew up a big Reds fan. Who was your guy growing up? And
there's a bunch of them, but when I was literally 9 years old, the big guy that I loved was someone that you probably only heard of would be Gary Nolan. I don't know if you know.
He was a pitcher, right?
Pitcher, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, in
strike, it's 1-2.
In 1967, he and Tom Seaver were dueling it out for Rookie of the Year. Seaver ended up 16-13.
As Callahan swings and hits this one off the hands to short, fielded by Rodriguez. Low throw dug out on the backhand by Zubia. But as you were saying, John?
Yeah, so Seaver was 16-13 for the Mets. Gary Nolan was 14-8. Literally had more strikeouts, had a better ERA than Tom Seaver. Gary Nolan ended up third in the Rookie of the Year. Tom Seaver won the Rookie of the Year in 1967. Dick Hughes, a Cardinal, ended up being the second. And I was so into it. It's like really my first real memory of baseball. And I was so bummed out that Tom Seaver, and obviously he had a great career. So who's to argue?
Well, at least Tom made his way to Cincinnati by the end of his career and got to throw a no-hitter. We'll take a break. John, thank you so much for stopping by on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Thank you so much to Peggy for stopping by in the booth as well. And shout out, I believe, with your son David, tuning in here on the Tortugas Radio Network as well. Big thanks to all of them joining us here on this Thursday night. To the sixth, tied at four. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st, to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd, for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
go to the top of the sixth inning. Zach Zubia to lead off, takes a couple strikes from Brett Lockwood. Tied at four here on this Thursday night. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And the 0-2 pitch misses outside. And the count 1-2. Big thanks to John and Peggy for stopping by. We'll have a couple more guests a little bit later on in the broadcast tonight. Hammerheads, four runs, five hits, no errors. They have left four. Daytona, four runs, three hits, no errors. They have not left anyone tonight. As that one outside. And it's even at 2-2. Zubia, Rodriguez, Estrada. The three do up here in the frame. The 1-2 pitch. And Zubia scalds one right center field. That one will get down in front of Castro for a base hit. So Zach Zubia aboard with a leadoff single. That's his second base hit tonight. And the Hammerheads have the leadoff man on for the first time since the fourth inning. Now it is the shortstop, Christian Rodriguez. Right into a fielder's choice. Triple to left center and score Jupiter's most recent run in the fourth. And he takes outside for ball one. Been sidetracked with some quick half. The 1-0. Now one low, 2-0. We'll finally give you that full look around the FSL. I think we got through one score in the fourth inning. Been one of those days. Can we blame the humidity? Sure, why not, right? 2-0. Now one low, 3-0. Here in Daytona today, as you heard, quite sweltering. Cooled off before first pitch because of the rain and clouds. But according to the National Weather Service out of Melbourne, about an hour or so south of us, is that one outside ball four. And Jupiter has the first two men aboard here to start the sixth inning. Single and a walk, which elicits some boos from the hometown crowd. And now it is the catcher, Jose Estrada. Walk and a sacrifice fly tonight. Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout. Have a conversation with Lockwood, who's only up around 40 pitches tonight after coming on with two out in the third. Daytona does have a righty up down the left field line. And that appears to be Julian Aguiar. So the entire infield out there for the conversation as the home plate umpire goes out to break it up. That is Connor McKenna tonight. But the National Weather Service earlier today said it hit 100 degrees officially here in Daytona. And this blew my mind for the first time in 23 years. According to the National Weather Service, the last time it was actually 100 degrees, not just the real feel, here in Daytona Beach was back on August the 2nd of 1999. As Estrada attacks the first pitch, and this one off base dugout, it is 0-1. Put that in perspective, Brett Lockwood was 2 years old, and Jose Estrada was about 10 months away from being born. First and second, nobody out, the 0-1. And Estrada takes outside, it's a ball and a strike. Estrada acquired by the Marlins in a trade with the Angels back in 2020. Part of the deal that sent right-hander Kyle Keller out to Los Angeles. The 1-1. And Estrada taps it behind the plate. It's 1-2. But taking that look around the FSL tonight, we mentioned Palm Beach, a 7-3 winner over the Mets earlier today. Inoan Paniagua, six innings, struck out eight for the Cardinals. Seems like his transfer to High A Peoria is coming soon. The 0-2 high. Oh, no, called strike three. Thought that pitch might have been ruled up. But Estrada punched out by the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, and Lockwood picks up his first strikeout of the night, one away, in the top of the sixth inning. Now looking for a ground ball to get out of trouble.
Caballero grounded one in short his last time, has also walked and scored a run tonight. Righty against righty, side armor misses down and in. And Caballero ahead 1-0. It is a final in 10 innings in Lakeland. Fort Myers scored two in the 10th to knock off the Flying Tigers 6-4. 1-0, and this one hit on the ground and threw into right field, a base hit. Stopping at third is Zubia as Rogers comes up firing on a bounce to the plate. Good hold by Espada at third as Rogers with a very strong arm in right field. And now the Hammerheads have the bases loaded with one out. To the top of the order in Osiris Johnson. But Lockwood will not be the man to face him, as Gookie Dawkins out of the third base dugout. Put out there to get out of the jam with Aguiar. Guy who's seen as a starting pitcher long term. Warming up in the bullpen. May not have wanted to throw him into a bases loaded situation. But they will throw Julian into the fire and try and get out of trouble here in the sixth. Jupiter has him loaded with one out. We're tied at four. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Julian Aguiar on in relief for Daytona as Jupiter has the bases loaded with one out. It'll be the top of the lineup against Aguiar. Zubia at third, Rodriguez at second, Caballero at first. Aguiar, 6 feet tall, 188 pounds, 21 years old out of Long Beach, California. 12th round pick last year of the Reds. The first pitch breaking ball misses inside for ball one. And chirps from the crowd and dugouts, thinking that one hit the inside corner. Aguiar making his 13th appearance, his fifth in relief, 4-5 with a 4.14 earned run average. The 1-0, and this one fouled away. And the count 1-1. Someone setting off fireworks, I guess, off towards Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue. Off beyond the third base side, you can see some of the fireworks smoke billowing in from the stadium lights. As this one hit high in the air to right, towards the line goes Rogers. He'll make the catch in front of the warning track. Tagging from third is Zubia. Throw comes in to second base, and they won't get the runners there either. Tagging from third and scoring with Zubia, Rodriguez goes to third. Caballero advancing to second. It's a sacrifice fly for Osiris Johnson, his 19th RBI of the year. And Jupiter takes a 5-4 sixth inning lead. Right idea there from Rogers throwing into second. A toss off line. And Caballero got a great read. And now second and third and two out for Khalil Watson. Watson has lined out to first, walked and grounded out to short. He's also scored a run as Aguiar misses outside for ball one. Aguiar, 45 hits allowed in 45 and two-thirds innings. 13 walks and 51 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 250 against him, the 1-0. Two balls and no strikes. Aguiar pitching for the first time since last Friday in Lakeland. Gave up four runs, three earned on six hits in four innings. Took a no decision. 2-0. Outside, ball three. Last relief outing, Aguiar was brilliant. Earned the win against Fort Myers back on June the 10th. Gave up just one hit over four and two-thirds scoreless. Walked one, struck out four. Jupiter a run in on a sacrifice fly here in the sixth. Now trying to add to the advantage. The 3-0. This one pulled on the ground, foul. Watson given the green light. As it rolls up the first baseline, it's 3-1. Right arm at Julian's side as he gets the sign. Now the 3-1. There's a fastball across at 95. It's a full count. Jose Salas, the designated hitter, waiting on deck. Key here for Daytona to try and limit the damage to one. With 2, 3, and 4 due up for Daytona in the bottom of the inning. The payoff pitch, and Watson hits one high in the air, back behind second. Shortstop Layton calling for it on the outfield turf. Shuffles his feet, uses two hands to make the catch above that lime green cap to end the inning. So the Hammerheads threaten for a big frame but have to settle for one on two hits and two left at the end of 5.5. 5-4 in favor of Jupiter on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great...
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a done with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Luis Chevalier will lead off for Daytona in the bottom of the sixth inning. Call to the bullpen for the Hammerheads. One of two changes for Jupiter in the inning as the new arm, Edison Suriel, misses high for ball one. Not only is Suriel the new arm in the game as Chevalier will bat from the right-hand side, switch hitter against the lefty, but Osiris Johnson, who had the go-ahead sack fly, has left the ball game. As this one rolled up the third base line, it's 1-1. Javion Cody has entered the game in center field. A straight switch, so Cody leading off now in center field. Left to right in the outfield now for Jupiter, Caballero, Cody, and Allen. A 1-1. Sails high, 2-1. Suriel, 5'11", 199 pounds. 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. His second, making his 16th appearance, 1-3 with a 5.4 ERA. As this one hit off the hands to short, rather to third, excuse me. Lewis to his left, overhand throw to Zubia in time. And there's one away in the sixth. Now it's Michel Triana. Singled and scored on the Rogers Grand Slam in the fourth. He is 1-for-2. Suriel, one save, 27 hits in 26 and two-thirds innings. 19 walks, 33 strikeouts, opponents hitting 255 against him. Suriel pitching for the first time since last Friday. He up two runs on three hits in an inning and a third, has given up multiple runs in each of his last three outings, as that misses in for ball one. Has given up at least one run in each of his last eight appearances dating back to May the 17th. 1-0. And Triana pulls his head out on the off speed at 89. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Suriel had his best outing of the season against Daytona on May the 6th. Struck out a season-high six over 2 2/3 scoreless. As Triana chases that one in the dirt. And it's now 1-2. Final line for the starter, Edgar Sanchez. Leaves the pitcher of record now on the winning side, the 1-2. And that one on the inside corner got him looking with the breaker. Had some top-bottom movement. And Suriel picks up the backwards K for the second out in the sixth. Now it is the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Tied the game for Daytona in the fourth with a grand slam out to right. But Sanchez, five innings, four runs all earned on three hits. Walked two, struck out six. Did give up that grand slam to Jack. 63 pitches, 43 strikes as Rogers swings through that. Final line for Brett Lockwood of Daytona. He, unfortunately, the pitcher of record on the losing side as it currently stands. Two runs, both earned on four hits in 2 2/3. Walked one, struck out one, the 0-1. And Rogers takes up and away. It's even at 1-1. Hammerheads in the alternate black uniforms tonight. Hammerheads across the chest in white. White numerals on the back with an orange border. White piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Now the 1-1. And Rogers early again. This time a breaking ball at 79. It's 1-2. Suriel got those gray pants hiked up just below the kneecaps. Black piping along the side of them. High black socks. The 1-2. And he got him swinging. Down and away at 83. And Suriel comes out of the bullpen and retires Daytona in order in the sixth. On to the back third of this one. Daytona trailing 5-4. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join Tortugas Legendary Ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tortugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the 10 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This game delayed about an hour and 16 minutes at the start due to lightning and weather. Well, we are rolling merrily along. Hammerheads a 5-4 lead. Salas, Allen, and Lewis, 3-4 and 5, due up against Aguiar, out for his first full inning of relief. And the first pitch of the seventh is across for a strike. And the count 0-1. Salas, 1-for-3, has an RBI double tonight. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines as Salas hits one high in the air right center field. Over to his right is Rogers, called off by the center fielder Castro to his left. And he'll make the grab with two hands for the first out. One away for Brady Allen, who is 2-for-3 with a couple of singles, including in his last trip in the fifth. But Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Righty against righty, and Aguiar finds the outside corner. It's 0-1. Down and away, 1-1. Fastball that time at 93. Some Reds injury news here on this Thursday night. Reds falling at home today to the Dodgers. The 1-1, and Allen fouls it off in the batter's circle, 1-2. Former Tortuga Tyler Stevenson had the cast. That happened yesterday. It's clear to begin some light baseball activity. Injury happened a couple weeks ago on June 9th as Allen gets under one to left. Coming on and to his right, long run here for Chevalier. And he'll make the play fighting the lights with two hands, two down. Now here is Ian Lewis, as grounded out to first, walked, and lined out to second. Also stole a base here tonight. Aguiar from the windup, his first pitch is a fastball inside corner at 94. It's 0-1. Stevenson said he's feeling good, progressing as much as he can and can handle. Played catch at 60 feet yesterday. As a check swing, pitch down and in, did not go on appeal. It is 1-1. They have not yet mapped out how his rehab will play out, or at least the rest of it. Tyler Naquin expected to be back in early July and dealing with a left quad strain. A 1-1. That one on the inner half. Lewis thought that one missed inside. It's 1-2. But Naquin ran the bases once already, did so again yesterday. His rehab assignment still to be determined. The 1-2, and Lewis saucers one to center. Back goes Castro to his right. Tries to reach back to his left and can't make the play. Hits off the edge of his webbing. Lewis rounds second on his way to third, and he's there standing. It'll be a triple for Lewis. And the Hammerheads have another big insurance run in scoring position with two outs. Castro, first time in center field this season. Body was drifting towards right center, tried reaching back towards left on a backhand and just rolled off the edge of his mitt. And so Lewis able to move all the way around to third base, never stopped hustling as Zach Zubia takes a fastball on the outer half at 95. It's 0-1. Second triple of the night for Jupiter. Second triple of the season for Lewis. The 0-1. And that one just below the knees. Good spot. It's a ball and a strike. Aguiar, a wry smile at the lack of a call to his benefit there. Only other Reds news. It was announced they expect Alexis Diaz to be back relatively soon. Right-handed relievers, that outside 2-1. The rookie and on the IL with a right biceps issue. Eligible to be acted off the IL during the Reds' road trip in Chicago. be joining the club to throw in San Francisco. 2-1. And this one line into left field, and that one will get down for a base hit, rolling all the way towards the wall. Scoring is Lewis. Zubia on his way to second, his third hit of the night. This one an RBI double, his 17th ribby of the year. And Jupiter takes a 6-5 seventh inning lead. So back-to-back two-out extra base hits against Aguiar. And the inning continues for Christian Rodriguez, who is 1-for-2. The first pitch, the lefty batter taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. But the Reds hoping that if there aren't any setbacks, that Diaz could be back in their series finale against the Cubs at the end of the month. That's a week from today as Rodriguez takes another one on the inner half. It's 0-2. Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in the bottom of the inning. Aguiar's 0-2. Brushes Rodriguez off the plate inside. He thought he had strike three. Started running towards the third base dugout for a 1-2 pitch. Jupiter, 6 runs, 9 hits. No errors. They have left 6. Daytona, 4 runs on 3 hits. No errors, nobody left for them. 1-2 the pitch. This one tapped up along the first baseline, stays fair behind the bag. Picked up by Pino. Will jog and touch the square to end the inning. But Jupiter with back-to-back two-out extra base hits adds another run to their lead. We head to the bottom of the seventh, time to get up and stretch. 6-4 Jupiter on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Molo Gwynn to lead off for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tortugas behind by a pair. Edison Suriel out for his second inning of relief. And the first pitch to O'Gwynn is high for ball one. O'Gwynn, Layton, and Pino, the three due up with Jupiter in front, 6-4. Daytona has not had a base runner since the Rogers Grand Slam in the fourth. 9 straight retired by Hammerhead pitching as O'Gwynn takes a called strike. It is 1-1. O'Gwynn grounded out to short his last time up. The lefty's 1-1. Missing down. Looked like it caught the outside corner. It's now 2-1. That one on the inside edge. Underneath the arms of O'Gwynn, counting out 2-2. Former Tortuga Jose Siri has been in the news the last couple of days. After a home run he hit against the Mets earlier this week. And a bat flip on a home run celebration on Wednesday as O'Gwynn goes down to get this one, line drive to left. To his left goes Caballero. He protects his face and makes the catch with two hands on that screaming liner off the bat of the Daytona DH. Make that 10 straight retired by Hammerhead pitching. One down in the seventh for Stephen Layton, who is 0 for 2. He also deleted a tweet that had a swear word in it that he posted yesterday. Is that down and in? It's 1-0. Didn't direct or address the incident directly. His tweet said, "Bleep, bad opinions have fun," and then was deleted before Wednesday's game. 1-0, and Layton chases one off the inside corner. It's 1-1. They were up 7-2 in the eighth against the Mets on Tuesday. Siri snapped an 0-for-10 slump with a home run onto the train tracks and left. Flipped his bat, admired his homer for several seconds before going down to first and rounding the bags as this one pulled towards the third base dugout. It is 1-2. And Astros manager Dusty Baker was not happy, saying he should have ran and that back in his day the next hitter would have been drilled. 1-2. And Layton off the end of the bat. This one a souvenir. We'll do it again. Asked about it after the game, he seemed contrite. Said, "I know I made an error," he said through an interpreter. "I spoke to some of our guys and said, yeah, I just made an error." Refused interview requests after Houston's win on Wednesday. Was that one low and in 2-2. Apparently the Mets' Eduardo Escobar said something to Siri as he was rounding third. As Layton drives one deep down the left field line, but that one spins foul. Out by the Magnolia Gate. It stays at 2-2. Martin Maldonado also talked to Escobar, Astros catcher, when Escobar came to bat in the ninth. Siri said he doesn't know what Escobar said to him. He didn't hear anything. But part of what makes this story so interesting has been the differencing of opinions between the two managers. This one foul pitch will be the eighth of this at bat. But Baker talked about saying he should have ran and that the next guy would have been hit back in his day. Buck Showalter had the polar opposite reaction for the Mets on the receiving end as Layton strikes out on a breaking ball in the dirt. Picked up by Estrada, and he'll throw down to Zubia to complete the K. Third strikeout for Suriel tonight. Now it's Yasiel Pino, has walked and struck out 0-for-1. But Showalter said that his players, some of them were upset, but most of them totally unfazed. Suriel comes home. And Pino takes a strike up and away, 0-1. He said there are certain things that you do talk about, right and wrong, but you don't want to impose the way you were brought up in the game on them. As this one flipped into left field, and that one down in front of Caballero, a base hit. Yasiel Pino continues his strong start to his single-A career. He's on base for the second time tonight. In each of the first two games he's played in this series. And now the switch hitting catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. The bat from the right-hand side, 0-for-2, has struck out and grounded out to first. But Showalter added, saying it's not like, hey, guys, you're supposed to be mad at that. He said that a player's teammates will often police things like that, but there's only one sure way to prevent it, and I agree with Buck. As that one waved at and missed, it's 0-1, he said, the way you keep that from not happening is you don't let him hit the ball over the fence. And I found it just so unique The 0-1 bouncing before the plate, blocked to the chest by Estrada. It's 1-1. One on, two out, bottom seven. Jupiter a 6-4 lead. But the manager of the player who hit the home run, meanwhile, the manager on the receiving end of that celebration was basically like, who cares? And honestly, I agree with Buck in that situation. I get it, maybe more so in a lopsided game, that you don't want that kind of showboating, sort of seen as showing up as now Gookie Dawkins out to talk with the home plate umpire. I'm not entirely certain what this is about. So part of the issue was that Suriel swapped baseballs and never stepped off the mound. And so Gookie Dawkins said it should have been ruled a balk, or at the very least a wild pitch. And there's a reason why. Is that outside 2-1? I was not there for this. I got an explanation from our good buddy Kenny Scherlinger. But that same thing happened last weekend in Lakeland with Hunter Parks. And Hunter Parks was charged with a wild pitch because he never stepped off the rubber or time was never called. 2-1. Down and in, 3-1. And that was how one of the Lakeland runs scored against him in that game last weekend. Obviously different umpiring crews. But find that a little unique. 3-1 on Astudillo with one on at two out. And that one's low for ball four. So, all's well that ends well as Astudillo reaches and Pino advances to second base. And the inning continues for the center fielder, Fidel Castro. But first, the pitching coach, Glenn Dishman, out of the first base dugout. The talk with the lefty, Suriel, as Daytona will bring the go-ahead run to the plate. Hammerheads have scored a single run in each of the last two innings to generally 4-0 lead. Three in the third, one in the fourth. Daytona tied it in the bottom of the fourth on a grand slam to right by Jack Rogers. -79 degrees right now in Daytona, real feel at 86. Pitching coach is headed back to the dugout. Finally, the mound meeting broken up by the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. No action in Jupiter's right field bullpen. As now Castro digs in. Struck out his last time, is also grounded out to short tonight. Two on, two out. And the lefty's first pitch bouncing in the righty batter's box. Nice play by Estrada to his left-hand side. And that holds both runners where they are. It's 1-0. Castro got off to a slow start here in 2022. But since he picked up his first hit against the Mets on June the 2nd, 7-4 his last 25. This one hit on the ground at first. Fielded to his right by Allen. Underhand flip to Suriel, and he just beats Castro to the bag for the force to end the inning. Daytona, no runs, a hit. And two men left because of the walk at the end of seven. Still 6-4 Jupiter on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. been operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Jose Estrada the leadoff, and he takes a called strike from Julian Aguiar. It's 0-1. Estrada has walked, lifted a sac fly, and struck out. Swings, and the bat flies out of his hand. Ball goes to the right. The bat ends up hitting off the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. Wilfred Astudillo checks to make sure he's all right, and indeed he is. No harm, no foul, and it's 0-2. Although I guess technically there was a foul because there was a foul ball on that pitch. The 0-2. High. And it's a ball and two strikes. Estrada, Caballero, Cody. Three due up for Jupiter in the eighth inning. 1-2 from Aguiar is popped high in the air, first base side. Pino is over on the chalk line now, drifting towards fair territory and on the fair side of the line. On the brown shaded dirt for the base path. Makes the catch for the first out. One away in the eighth for Jorge Caballero. As walked, grounded out, and singled to right. Righty's first pitch. And Caballero looks at strike one down the chute. Oh, one. Now one outside, 1-1. Local product was in the news last night. From right here in the Volusia County areas. That one missing away. Didn't miss by much. It's 2-1. But Orioles outfielder Austin Hayes became the sixth player in team history to hit for the cycle last night. Went to Spruce Creek High School, not far away from the Jack, as this one fouled straight to the screen. It's 2-2. Completed the feat in the sixth inning with a double. And it was a good thing that he did it when he did, because the game was halted for good. Double to complete the cycle. And a 7-0 win in the Beltway Series against the Nationals. As this one off the end of the lumber and onto the roof of the Bud bullpen. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Singled in the first. Infield knock against Patrick Corbin. Is that inside for ball three? Hit a solo home run in the third. Tripled in the fourth before the double in the sixth. Hall of Famers Brooks Robinson, Cal Ripken Jr., two of the other O's who have done that. As Caballero lunges for the fastball. It comes up with a big bag full of air for strike three. Second strikeout, or rather the first strikeout tonight for Aguiar. And there are two away in the eighth inning. The first at-bat tonight for Javion Cody. Came on for Osiris Johnson in the seventh. Actually, in the bottom of the sixth, I should say, as Cody takes a called strike number one. Cody hitting at 252 in 33 games as this one pulled in the air down the left field line. Back into his right in foul ground, Triana by Daytona's bullpen, and trying to avoid the shortstop, Layton coming in behind him, lost the ball in and out of his glove as they collided. Triana had it right in his mitt, and Layton ran right into his back, and the ball went flying off the Paradise green-painted wall of the Daytona dugout, or rather clubhouse. And the count now 0-2 on Cody instead of the final out of the inning. The 0-1, around the 0-2 in the dirt for strike three. Astudillo chased Cody up to the first, finally throws to first base with his mask still on, I might add, to bring an end to the eighth inning. 1-2-3 goes Jupiter against Aguiar in the frame. Top of the lineup, two up in the bottom of the eighth. Daytona trailing by 2-6-4. Hammerheads making a call to the bullpen. Caleb Worster coming on. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Caleb Worster on for the Hammerheads. Left-hander, 5'11", 182 pounds. Turned 24 in September out of Brockton, Massachusetts. We'll face off against the top of Daytona's order. Lefty switch, lefty, lefty, should anybody reach base in the inning. Tyler Callahan to lead off, 1-for-3 with a base hit. Trip to short in the fifth. As Worster, side armor, misses outside for ball one. Worster, 16th appearance, 2-0, a 3.72 ERA, six saves and seven tries. 16 hits and 19 in the third innings, the 1-0, and Callahan pops it straight up in the air. And out of play back towards us and onto the roof of the press box, it's 1-1. 10 walks, 26 strikeouts for Worster this season. Opponents hitting 225 off the southpaw. The 1-1, and Callahan out in front. Nice off-speed pitch away. It is 1-2. Worster pitching for the first time since Saturday against the Blue Jays. Struck out both batters he faced on 11 pitches. The 1-2 up and in. And it's even at 2-2. Worster, 15th round pick of the Marlins last year out of UConn. 2-2. Out of play to the left. And it remains 2-2. Shout out to the voice of UConn baseball, Adam Giardino. UConn was one win away from the College World Series for the first time since 1973. I believe is the correct year. My memory actually works. 2-2, this one off the hands, kicks off the heel of Worster's glove to short, fielded by Rodriguez on the move, and they still are just barely able to get Callahan for the first out of the eighth inning. Really nice play by Rodriguez, who's done a marvelous job at shortstop tonight for Jupiter. So 1-6-3 on that ground out to short. And now the left fielder, Luis Chevalier, has walked and grounded to third in his Tortugas debut tonight, has also scored a run. Second plate appearance for him from the right-hand side. And Worcester misses inside for ball one. Final line for Edison Suriel. One walk, three strikeouts. 34 pitches and 21 strikes. 1-0. And this one foul to the screen. It's 1-1. Bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Jupiter looking to snap Daytona's five-game winning streak. They lead 6-4. As Chevalier early on the pitch at 84, it's 1-2. Lefty from the first base side of the rubber. Sets by his shoulders the 1-2. And Chevalier takes low. In the dirt, it's two balls and two strikes. Chevalier out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Southpaw gets the sign. Now the 2-2. And he got him swinging. Fastball up at 90. First strikeout tonight for Worcester. Two out in the eighth inning. Brings up the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Picked up a base hit his last time up, 1-for-3. He has been on some kind of tear. Has a base hit now in 11 of his last 12 games. Hitting .460 in those 12, rather previous 11 contests entering the night. As that one misses off the plate away, it is 1-0. Triana, a native of Cuba, signed with the Reds during the 2019 season. Worcester is 1-0. And Michelle takes outside, breaking ball 2-0. Triana caught people's attention back in 2017 on Cuba's 18U national team. 2-0. This one a grounder back to the mound. Fielded by Worcester on the downhill slope. Jogs to first. And underhand flips to Zubia to complete a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Daytona retired on 14 pitches to the ninth. Jupiter a 6-4 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Go to the top of the ninth inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Jupiter a 6-4 lead. Watson, Salas, and Allen. Three due up against Julian Aguiar of relief tonight. Watson 0-for-3 with a walk, and the first pitch he sees misses inside for ball one. Series continues tomorrow night. It'll be a Copa de la Diversión celebration. This one out of play to the left, 1-1. Specialty uniforms, Friday night happy hour, courtesy of our friends at the Wicked Weed Brewing Company. And live music up along the third base Riverwalk from Mike and Vint. That one a called strike. 93 inside, 1-2. We'll have a giveaway night on Saturday. It's a part of 90s night. 1-2. Inside, it's 2-2. First 500 fans to the gates on Saturday will receive a fanny pack giveaway. Also be Orange City and City of DeBary Knights, the 2-2. Not sure where that missed, maybe a little bit high. And it's a full count on Khalil. Action in Jupiter's right field bullpen. The payoff pitch grounded towards the first base dugout. And it stays full. Righty up and throwing for Jupiter. Appears to be Tyler Ekberg. With a couple righties due up in the ninth inning for Daytona. The 3-2, and he got him swinging. Fastball away at 93. Third straight strikeout for Aguiar. And there is one down in the ninth inning for the DH, Jose Salas. Salas, an RBI double to his name tonight, has also flied out to center. Righty's first pitch shows bunt, pulls back, and Salas takes outside for ball one. He's a unique story, Salas is. Was born and pulled down the right field line and beyond the Bud bullpen towards the tennis courts. It's 1-1. But was born in Kissimmee, grew up about an hour away from here in Daytona Beach in Orlando, but moved to Venezuela as an adolescent. This one a soft ground ball to short, charging in late and quick, transfer sidearm throw in time, 2-2. Nice play by Steven. Brings up Brady Allen, but he moved to Venezuela as an adolescent. Circumvent the draft process. Signed a near $3 million contract with the Marlins. So he is fluent in both English and Spanish, which is definitely a important asset for teams, especially when you're trying to help translate for catchers and pitchers. As there is a strike at the letter as it's 0-1. That's why oftentimes you'll see some of those bilingual players come in for mound visits between the catcher and pitcher just to help in case there's any sort of explanation needed. This one foul to the screen, 0-2. Ian Lewis, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Nobody on, two out. Top of the ninth, Jupiter a 6-4 lead. Daytona trying to find a way to rally and win their seventh straight home game. The 0-2. This is high. Much to the chagrin of the Daytona faithful, it's 1-2 on Brady Allen. Number 36 prospect in the system, according to Baseball America, the 1-2, and he lays off the sweeping breaker. Jupiter, 6 runs, 9 hits tonight. No errors, 7 left. Daytona, 4 runs on 4 hits. No errors, 2 men left. The 2-2. That one on the outside corner. Got him frozen. Breaking ball away. And Aguiar strikes out 4 of the last 5 men he faces. Mission for Daytona on the hill. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Daytona needs 2 to tie and 3 to walk it off. Hammerhead 6, Tortugas 4. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Caleb Wurster stays on to start facing the lefty Jack Rogers. And Wurster misses outside for ball one. Rogers, O'Gwynn, and Layton. The righty Ekberg is up in the bullpen, likely will come on after this at bat. Oh, Rogers already has a grand slam tonight, and this one off the hands into shallow right. Out is the second baseman Watson, shortstop Rodriguez there as well. And with one hand right before the first out of the ninth inning. We'll see if Angel Espada comes out of the dugout to make a move here. O'Gwynn just introduced as the batter. But no movement from Espada from his spot on the top step of Jupiter's first base dugout. So the lefty will stay in to face Jamal. And Jamal takes low for ball one. O'Gwynn lined out to left his last time, 0 for 3. Will be the left-hander Justin Fall for Jupiter tomorrow against the righty Hunter Parks, the 1-0. And that one up and away for ball two. It'll be Holt Jones for the Hammerheads on Saturday against Javi Rivera, and then Ryan Cardona against Sandro Bargallo in the finale. 2-0, high and away for ball three. O'Gwynn trying to reach and get the tying run to come to bat in the inning. The 3-0, and that one high and away, ball four, and Daytona at the very least will bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. A one-out walk to O'Gwynn, and Espada allowed Wurster to face one of the righty batters, but will not allow him to face the second after allowing the walk to O'Gwynn. And he will call upon the righty Ekberg, much to Worcester's unhappiness, wanting to be the man to get the final two outs, but it'll be up to his teammate Ekberg to keep the Hammerheads in front. One on, one out. Tying run coming to the plate in the form of Stephen Layton. Jupiter has a 6-4 lead. Don't touch that dial. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. Also, the Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Go hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there will be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. It'll be up to Tyler Ekberg to get the final two outs for Jupiter tonight. Comes on with the tying run coming up. Man at first, one out in a two-run game. Ekberg, 6'5", 225 pounds from Edina, Minnesota, will turn 25 in September. Undrafted free agent signee by the Marlins last season. Ekberg making his 17th appearance on the campaign. 3-1 with a 2.63 ERA. The first pitch to Layton misses outside for ball one. Steven 0-3 struck out his last time. Ekberg 5-6 in save tries. 33 hits allowed in 27 in a third innings. The 1-0, and Layton fouls it off the catcher Estrada. It's 1-1. Has struck out 33 this season. Opponents hitting 292 against him. Earned the win in his last appearance against the Blue Jays on Sunday with three shutout innings, struck out three. As Layton takes one on the inside corner, breaking ball at 80, it's 1-2. Worcester still responsible for the runner over at first base, so his line not official just yet. Ekberg, undrafted signee out of Kansas State. The 1-2, and Layton thought about it, but lays off the breaking ball away into the lefty batter's box, 2-2. Same alma mater as Brett Lockwood, who threw already in this ball game. Ekberg did have a brief stint at High A Beloit, was promoted back on June the 4th before returning on the 7th. Threw three shutout innings there and got the win as Layton hits one high in the air, right-hand side, out of Zubia, Watson and Allen over by the Hammerhead bullpen and out of play. And so the count remains at 2-2. Yasiel Pino waiting on deck. He picked up a base hit his last time up. Ekberg looking for a ground ball to end it. Layton trying to keep the chain moving. 2-2. And he fights it off the hands, up and in. We'll do it again. During the 11 o'clock hour in the East. The last game standing here in the FSL here on the 23rd of June. The 2-2, and another foul ball. Layton struck out on the eighth pitch of an at-bat in the seventh inning. This next pitch will be the eighth at of this at-bat here in the ninth. He has brought home five runs in this series. Layton drives one in the air, left center field. Back into his right is Cody. Stops in front of the warning track, takes a step in and makes the catch for the second out. Looked good off the bat, but just got underneath it, did Layton. It was about 20 feet or so shy of a game-tying home run out to the same spot O'Gwynn drilled one last night. So the last line of defense for Daytona this evening is Yasiel Pino, has walked and singled, and he takes one inside for ball one. Wilfred Astudillo is on deck should this game continue past this batter. O'Gwynn walked, he is at first. The 1-0 in the dirt, down and away, 2-0. Should Astudillo come to bat, he would represent the game's winning run. Quiet, calm evening here in Daytona after some lightning earlier. That one up and in for ball three. And Ekberg in danger of walking the tying run aboard. Righty. Ready at the shoulders of 3-0. And Pino taking all the way, looks at a strike, it's 3-1. Shortstop Rodriguez playing far into the hole between third and short. And Pino thought he had ball four there. But a fastball on the inner half at 91. It's a full count. So that will release O'Gwynn from first here with a force at second and two out. Ekberg trying to battle back from behind. 3-0 to end it. The payoff pitch. Runner goes. That one got him looking on the outside corner. And the five-game winning streak comes to a close as Jupiter wins tonight 6-4 from Daytona's dugout. As the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, was walking off the field. And Cookie Dawkins is as angry as I've ever seen him, right in the face of both umpires, reading them the riot act, pointing vociferously with his right hand. Christian Argueza trying to get in front. Darryl Brinkley now to Dawkins' left. But nobody's trying to stop Cookie. And I think if that's the case, my guess is they're very much in agreement with him. We were joking earlier, Cookie does not get tossed very often, and when he does, they're generally the most benign of ejections you ever did see. But Daytona was not happy with the strike zone tonight, as seen by how this game started and ended, with Allen getting ejected in the bottom of the first, and Cookie Dawkins getting ejected after the final out here in the ninth. As the Jupiter Hammerheads snap Daytona's five-game overall winning streak, their six-game home winning streak, and are back in this series with game four tomorrow night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. Hammerheads win it 6-4. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, MicroStay Today, at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st, to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd, for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza, with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
tough night for Daytona as they rally from 4-0 back to tie it. But Jupiter a run in the sixth, another in the seventh. And they snap Daytona's five-game winning streak. They take it tonight by a final of 6-4. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report. Jupiter with the win, improving to 34-30. Daytona with the loss, dropping to 29-36. Let's take you through the game that was here on this Thursday evening. Game delayed an hour and 16 minutes at the start due to lightning in and around the Volusia County area, officially listed as a 1 hour and 21 minute delay. I guess that accounts for starting at 7 o'clock, but whatever. Difference of 5 minutes. It's negligent at this point. But let's take it through the game that was. It was Reynaldo Cruz to start for Daytona. For Jupiter, it was Edgar Sanchez. Scoreless game going to the top of the third. Reynaldo Cruz got off to a wonderful start, but really struggled with his command in the third. Walked Jose Estrada, then walked Jorge Caballero, both on full counts. Then after Osiris Johnson flied out to left, Khalil Watson walked also on a full count to load the bases. But with Jose Salas at the plate, a wild pitch made it 1-0. Then a second wild pitch allowed Caballero to score to make it 2-0. Then Jose Salas on the third pitch of the at-bat ripped a double in the left center to make it a 3-0 game. After Brady Allen grounded out to the mound, Ian Lewis walked and stole a base. That would be the end of the night for Cruz due to pitch count in the inning. But Jupiter had a 3-0 lead after three. In the fourth, Christian Rodriguez started the inning with a triple in the left center field on an 0-2 offering and then would score on a sac fly to center by Estrada. So it was 4-0 Jupiter going to the bottom of the fourth, but Daytona was unfazed. They were held without a hit through the first three innings, but Tyler Callahan reached on an infield hit to start the inning, advanced to second on a stolen base, and then came a walk to Luis Chevalier. Following a base hit, a looper in the center from Michelle pitch to Jack Rogers. He dunked one over the right field fence for a grand slam. His second home run in a Daytona uniform, the second grand slam for Daytona this season. And that tied the game at 4-4. And it would stay that way until the sixth inning. Zach Zubia started the frame with a single and then a walk to Christian Rodriguez. After Jose Estrada struck out, Jorge Caballero poked a single to right to load the bases, and then Osiris Johnson hit a sac fly to right to give the Hammerheads a 5-4 lead. In the seventh, with two out, Ian Lewis hit one to center that Fidel Castro could not squeeze, ended up going for a triple. And then Zach Zubia doubled down the left field line to make it a 6-4 affair. Daytona, as we said, would put up a fight in the seventh and ninth innings. Daytona put the tying runs on with two out in the seventh on a Pino single and an Astudillo walk, but Fidel Castro grounded out to first to end the inning. And then in the ninth, Daytona got a one-out walk to Jamal O'Gwin, brought the tying run to the plate, but Tyler Ekberg entered and got a flyout to center from Stephen Layton, then struck out Yasiel Pino looking to end it as the Hammerheads win it tonight by a final of 6-4. Winning pitcher Edgar Sanchez improves to 5-2. Four runs all earned on three hits in five innings. Walked two, struck out six. Lost to Brett Lockwood. He drops to 1-1. Gives up two runs, both earned on four hits in 2 2/3 innings. Walked one, struck out one. Save to Tyler Ekberg, his sixth, 2/3 of an inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, and a K. Final line scores tonight. Jupiter, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 7. Daytona, 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 3. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 33 minutes with the 1 hour and 21-minute delay at the start in front of a crowd of 1,523. Take a look across the FSL. Felt like every time we tried to do an out-of-town scoreboard tonight, something happened and we weren't able to do it for you. But across the FSL today, Palm Beach beat St. Lucie 7-4. It was Fort Myers over Lakeland in 10, 6-4. Clearwater tops Tampa 4-3, and Dunedin outslugs Bradenton 9-7. Reds affiliate scoreboard today. Reds falling in a matinee to the Dodgers 10-5. Triple A Louisville, a 3-0 winner over the Iowa Cubs earlier today. Double A Chattanooga falling on the road to the Tennessee Smokies. Also a Cubs affiliate 6-2. High A Dayton closes out the first half, falling 7-0 to the Lake County Captains Guardians Farm Club. DSL Reds a winner on the road today against the Padres 3-1, and they are in the bottom of the seventh right now in Arizona in the Complex League. Reds trailing the Mariners on 1. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard today, Marlins bested the Rockies 3-2, Braves over the Giants 7-5. Pirates best the Cubs in 10-8-7. It was a 1-0 win for the Twins over the Guardians today. Brewers 6 and the Cardinals 4. Mariners